Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Rack Runners podcast, where we talk about everything that we can flip for a little bit of money and hopefully a lot on either Amazon or eBay. Today, I first just wanted to start off by saying thank you, everybody who has shared this podcast, who have listened to this podcast, and who have went on to my Instagram channel and followed me. And that Instagram channel or Instagram page is named Rack Runners, RACK_Runners. And today I really wanted to talk about the probably the most profitable ROI consistent income item that I pick up and that have served me well in 2018. And that happens to be athletic shoes or sneakers, however way you want to look at it. Next week we'll be talking about, or later on this week, we'll be talking about outdoor shoes as well. And then after that, we'll be talking about dress shoes. Shoes are incredibly profitable, especially if you pick them up pre-owned, either from thrifting, Goodwill, Salvation Army, or you go to retail arbitrage and pick up brand new shoes. They all can be very profitable, and they're easy to ship out, in my opinion. And I usually don't get too many returns on them, so I happen to like them quite a bit. So I first wanted to start off by saying the pros and the cons for athletic shoes versus other pairs of shoes. And there is a couple that I really want to point out. So we'll go ahead and dive right into the pros for athletic shoes. Number one, they're easier to find. They are so abundant in all of these Goodwills, Salvation Armies, or wherever you go to thrift, and definitely in TJ Maxx's and Ross. They are so abundant, and you can find them almost virtually anywhere at garage sales. Wherever you go, you can definitely find some athletic shoes. Another pro is they are usually lower cost of entry compared to dress shoes and hiking shoes. They usually are not as expensive because, again, there are more out there. So that is a really good pro. So they're easier to get started in selling in the reselling game. Another pro is they appeal to a wider audience. So if you have dress shoes, they obviously appeal to people that just want to wear dress shoes. So that eliminates a lot of the market right away. And if you have hiking shoes or outdoor shoes, they obviously want them for a particular reason. And so that eliminates that market right away. But usually athletic sneakers, you can use them for a wider range of things. And so they appeal to a wider audience, which is always a good thing. But with that, you'll have a pro or a con, actually, is if since there would be more shoes out there, there's going to obviously be a more less demand for your shoe. So there's going to be more competition, obviously. Another pro is that they are usually not seasonal. Usually people wear these shoes all year round. So this could be a consistent, profitable income for you if you can go out and thrift all year round and or stockpile some during the winter time. So people do wear them all year round, and I've always sold them all year round. All right, so let's get to the cons for athletic shoes versus other shoes. One of the cons is usually they're not, you're not going to gross as much on an athletic shoe than you will a dress shoe. Some dress shoes, when majority of decent dress shoes start at about $30, I've noticed, as far as the base selling price, depending on what dress shoes you pick up. And same kind of for hiking and outdoor shoes, they usually sell for a little bit more, depending again on what ones you buy. And usually athletic shoes, you're going to get a little bit less for them. But again, they're more abundant. So it's going to be a consistent revenue stream for you. And then another con is usually they are more worn than other shoes since they are active shoes. I've noticed a lot that I have to clean up more of my athletic shoes rather than my dress shoes and or hiking shoes. Even though hiking shoes do go outside a lot, usually it's the athletic shoes that usually get the most wear because they're wearing them through all occasions. And so that is definitely a con if you do not like cleaning shoes at all. All right, another con will be I usually have to clean them more, so that kind of runs right into the next or the previous one. And they're usually more worn on the bottoms. They're just overall, it's harder to find a really good clean pair of shoes, rather than if you're trying to find dress shoes and or hiking shoes. The selling competition is much higher for athletic shoes. I touched on this in the pros. That is 100% the case. So it's going to be almost similar to selling clothing, but selling the same for shoes, if that makes any sense at all. There's just going to be a lot more competition. If your prices aren't right, if your shoe quality isn't right, they can very well or very easily go to eBay and keep searching and find the right shoe for them that is at the right price point and at their standards of cosmetic wear or physical wear to the shoe. So don't overprice your shoes. Know your market and know what shoes to buy for sure. Because if you don't, you'll get stuck with those shoes for quite a long time. I made that mistake when I first started out. I really picked up almost every single shoe. I was picking up like ASIC GT1000s, which are not a very desirable shoe by any means. And I was selling them for maybe $15. And that's just is not worth it if you have to sit there and clean up shoes. But you live and you learn. And I definitely learned in that case. So those are the pros and those are the cons to selling shoes. Like I said, they can be very profitable. The ROI on shoes is very good and is very high. They're easy to store, in my opinion, and they're very easy to ship out. They're consistently the same shipping method. I just put them in a USPS priority mail box or shoe box, and I ship it out like that. They don't require too much bubble wrap. And honestly, if I have to ship out 20 pairs of shoes, I would much rather do that than shipping out 20 pairs of or 20 electronic items, or you know, even I would rather do 20 shoes and than rather than three difficult electronic items, and the price points are much better for them. So why not consistently buy them? And so onto the actual topic of today. My top five athletic shoes that I have picked up in 2018 that have really made me quite a bit of money. I would like to say that I majority deal with shoes more. I have more shoes, I feel like, than I do clothing, even though I have a lot of clothing. I just kind of forget about the clothing because it's honestly, it's just not that as exciting, and it doesn't bring me as much value as shoes do. For every four or five pairs of clothing items that I sell, one pair of shoes makes up for that. And so it's just not nearly as exciting. Clothes aren't compared to shoes. And they're easier to take pictures of as well. That could be another pro as far as shoes compared to other items, is they're much easier to take pictures of, in my opinion. There's not as much setup. There's not as much, there's more photos that you have to take with them, but it's just easier in my opinion. You don't have to mess around with any type of shirt laying or anything like that. So let's go ahead and get into the top five athletic shoes. Like I said, these ones are going to be a little bit different. I'm going to give you shoes that you may not never heard of before, but majority of them you will. And also I'll be giving you at least one or two model numbers to look out for in these shoes. So if you do want to write it down, it will serve you good. Or if you have that brain that you can just remember, definitely keep tabs on these kind of shoes since I've sold them quite a bit. And actually the first pair of shoes is going to be Hoka 1-1 or Hoka Una Una, however you want to pronounce it. These shoes are really sought after for some reason. I will say that they usually are more worn than other shoes. They tend to break down faster. So even if they're barely worn at all, the bottoms will look like they're very worn, but people will still buy them even if the bottoms seem to wear down or be worn down compared to other shoes. I don't know what makes them so desirable, but they are. I actually just sold a pair of Clifton 4s, which is going to be my first model for you guys to look out for today. And I sold it for $78 with free ship. So overall, I'm in at about $68, give or take. It's going to take me about $7 to $10 to ship it out. And I bought it for $8. So it was a pretty decent sale for me. to start off the morning. So Clifton 4s be on the lookout for, and also they make Bondi 4s. They may be higher in the, they may have Clifton 5s out now and Bondi 5s, but I just don't see them at all. Clifton 4s is usually the ones that I see. I usually don't see too many Bondis, but if you do, Bondi 4 is a good one to look out for. They're really easy to recognize, usually on the back part of the heel of the shoe. They will say Hoka right in big, bold letter. And just like every athletic shoe, the model number will be on the side of the shoe. So look on the side of the shoe. I know some Asics, some Brooks are on the back heel where they put the model number. Hoka Una Una puts it right in the middle, right by the first or second shoelace hole. So you can definitely be on the lookout for those shoes. They are really good sellers. And even in bad shape, I would still pick them up, to be honest, because they can give you about $40. All right, so on to number two. So I have Asics in here as number two. These are probably, it's probably not in order on what way I want to go with, what my actual top five order is. But Asics do okay. Like I said, I was starting off with GT1000s. I do not recommend picking those up at all. But another really good Asics shoe to pick up is Asics Gel Trinusa 8 or above. They are extremely colorful shoes. They almost look like they've just been splattered with paint all over. And they're kind of hard to recognize if they're either a male or females. I once posted a pair of shoes that I thought was females, but someone messaged me and said, hey, these are actually males. And so I really appreciate that they did that for one. And for two, I learned that I have to look closer and I actually have to measure. And you have to go to shoe charts like Zappos shoe charts to figure out how many centimeters they are. And even if they look like women's shoes, they could be guys' shoes. They're just very colorful running shoes. So look out for those on Asics. They sell pretty well, usually around 40 to 50, maybe $60. And if you have a brand new pair, obviously they're going to go higher than that. All right, so number three, this is probably the better one between the Asic and Brooks. Brooks you're going to see a lot of when you're looking for athletic shoes. Some of them are worth something and some of them aren't worth anything. But usually they're all worth right around $20. If you want to scrounge around for $20 here and there, they are a good brand to look out for. But two model numbers that I really want to point out is going to be the Brook Beast. These shoes are usually heavier, usually bigger, so you want to charge a little bit more for shipping. But people, they're very desirable. People really like them, and they usually go pretty fast for a pretty decent amount of money, even if they are in kind of bad condition. And then the other model number is going to be GTS 17 and above. These shoes, I just sold a pair of shoes yesterday, I believe it was, GTS 17s. They weren't in the best shape in the world, but I sold them for about $60 plus shipping. So that was a pretty good sale. I picked them up. I paid up for them. I paid $9, I believe. But that was a pretty good sale on my part. So if you can find GTS 17 or above or Beast in Brooks, definitely get those because they can be worth some money. And I just want to say, hopefully this is helping you all out, and hopefully you can learn something from this and kind of apply it. And all these shoes I really do put on my Instagram channel. Again, you can follow me at Rack Runners, RACK_RUNNERS. Again, RACK_Runners. And I do post regularly, and I really would love it if you all follow me, and so you can learn some more. We can grow a little community. All right, back to the shoes. So I have number four up, and that is going to be New Balance. New Balance makes a lot of shoes, a lot of different model numbers, so I don't have any of ones that stand out in particular, but they all have the model numbers on the tongue of the shoe. So be on the lookout for that. On the outside tongue of the shoe, they all have the model numbers, and sometimes they have it actually in the inside as well, or on the back part of the shoe right by the heel. So these ones are going to be obviously New Balance, but in particular, these shoes are pretty good to look out for. I just picked up a pair for $3 at a garage sale. That is going to be a Polo Ralph Lauren by New Balance. I don't think I've ever picked up this shoe before. If I have, I don't remember it, but they are worth a little bit of money. I'm talking about $80 used. And the ones I picked up, actually, I think they've only been worn one time and they look almost new. So I think I could get a right around $80 to $85 for them. But that is if I want to sit on them for a little while. But like I said, New Balance, they are coming back in style. They kind of went out of style, but they are definitely back in style. And you want to be on the lookout for them. Some of the V4s, so if you have a model number and a V4 after it, some of those can go for some money. I've seen people sell New Balances for about $100 used and not in the best condition. So just be on the lookout for those and look out the model number, which will be on the outside of the tongue. And hopefully you guys can profit on New Balances. All right, so number five is a pretty well-known and declining, in my opinion, brand. But I wanted to put it on here because every time I post one of these pairs of shoes, they sell pretty well for me. But it all depends on what model number you have. You cannot price it high if you don't have a good model number because they come out with so many shoes. And number five will be Nike. Everybody knows Nike. Nike, in my opinion, is declining. And if you don't pick up the right shoes, you will sit on them for a long time. Usually you can sell them for about $15 to $20, the bad models. But the Nike Reacts, R-E-A-X, they are usually pretty good sellers. People like them for some reason. And obviously Nike makes a bunch of different shoes. I mean, you have the Kevin Durant's, you have LeBron's, you have things like that you can kind of be out on the lookout for. You have Kobe's. They make a lot of different shoes. And so be on the lookout for Nike's. Don't pass them up as much as you think. And, you know, some of the shoes can go for a lot of money. So that wraps up my top five athletic shoe picks that I like to pick up. And I usually come across all these shoes pretty regularly. Every single weekend, I usually pick up about 20 to 25 pairs of shoes that are in decent condition. So, you know, you can definitely make a good revenue stream off of that. And I think I want to start getting more into shoes, even though I have a lot of shoes already. I just think that it's a very undervalued item to sell on eBay. So that wraps up today's podcast. Next podcast will be on the top five hiking brands that have served me well in 2018. And these ones, again, are going to be a little bit more money that you can get out of them. And they will be consistently available for you to pick up. And the name brands are not too crazy. And you may recognize some and you may not recognize any. Just depends on how many shoes you have picked up in the past. So that wraps up today's episode. Again, go follow me on my Instagram channel, RackRunners, RACK_runners. And I will be coming out with a podcast. I do have an interview set up with a pretty good guest. And I'm really excited about it. And I'm really excited about expanding this podcast and hopefully getting it going to where people can come on here and learn what they have to learn in order to be successful, in order to have a six-figure income on eBay and Amazon. And it won't just be people from eBay or Amazon. It might be people from Poshmark. It might be people from Mercari and other avenues and other platforms out there. I might have a Shopify person on here sooner or later. And I just want it to appeal to everybody. And so everybody can get some sort of value because everybody needs to keep expanding. Even if you are a six-figure income on eBay, you probably should be branching out in other avenues of income. And so you can just get more money, basically. So have a good one, guys. Again, go follow me on Instagram. And my next podcast will be coming out tomorrow on the top five hiking shoe brands that have served me well in 2018. See ya.